Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavari Paskadyare Shatarine Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivashadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Today we perform the Brahman initiation or the Diksha of two very qualified devotees, Damodar Swarup and his good wife Akandita. And it is a family celebration. The parents are there, Adidev, displaying the best of professional photographism in this very unusual posture, but usual for photography, and his good wife Antaranga, and of course there is Ananta Govinda Prabhu and Achyuta Gopi, who have endeared themselves by their dedication to the kirtan. And then there are the children, starting with the youngest Keshava, Vasudev and Govinda. It's a family celebration. It is held in the auspicious presence of our priest Ramabhadra Prabhu, who is very much connected to the whole family since the beginning. He told me he knows Akandita when she was this small in size. And so
she might not remember that.
And we also have the most important personalities who keep this family together and allow it to prosper, Sri Sri Radha Govinda. So it is a family celebration from all aspects. There are family members, there are well-wishers of the family, and the head of the family, Sri Sri Radha Govinda. I have heard that these deities are so prominent in the life of the family that Ananta Govinda Prabhu, was in Shrida Mayapur last Gopurnima or the Gopurnima before, I've forgotten. And just when the Gopurnima time came, he said, "I cannot celebrate Gopurnima without the presence of the deities of the family, Sri Sri Radha Govinda." I think this is very wonderful that we have such a, let me say, committed and connected family. And I also think that this Brahman initiation or Diksha, where the divine mantras are given to both of you, will encourage you to really now cross these four steps, which are between us and the Lord, and which only the pujari who has these diksha mantras can cross to enter into direct service of Radha Govinda Dev. I really hope that you will make use of this initiation to engage in the puja of these beloved deities whom I think you and your family really owe everything. You are. It's said that the Lord takes care of his devotees in the way that a certain bird takes care of his youngsters. He takes care of his devotees like the tortoise takes care of his young by just thinking about them, you know? And he takes care like a fish takes care of the small little fishes by touching these small ones. So Padmalochan Krishna or Govinda takes care of his devotees by glancing at them, by meditating about them, and also by touching them with his heartfelt Kripa Shakti, his mercy. So you have all grown into what you are at the present by the touch and the meditation and the darshan of Govinda. And I think this ceremony today will bring you closer. In this little lecture, I will try to speak something about the mantras which you will receive now. These mantras are very important mantras. It is said those who can recite them earn the qualification by the power of these mantras to personally serve God. That's why deity worship is done by those who chant the mantras. They have become eligible by the power of these mantras. They are now allowed to come very close. So there is a history behind these mantras, which I want to explain a little bit on the strength of this work, Sri Sanat Kumar Samhita. The history is like this, that once Lord Shiva was meditating on the mountain of Kailash and he was chanting the mantra Om Namo Narayanaya. Very enthusiastically and devotedly he chanted until Lord Vishnu came riding on Garuda. And then Shiva said, my Lord, I have this question in my mind. I want to know what is your original form. Can you please reveal that form to me? Lord Vishnu smiled about this question. He smiled because Lord Shiva knew Lord Vishnu was not the original form of God. And he smiled because Lord Shiva wanted to know a well-kept secret. So he said, you go to the banks of the river Jamuna. There you will see me in my original form. And as he was saying this, he disappeared. So Lord Shiva made this pilgrimage to Vrindavan Dham. He went on the banks of the river Jamuna and he sat meditating when all of a sudden he could see Lord Krishna surrounded with the gopis coming on the bank of the Yamuna. And Krishna was laughing. Not loving, he was certainly loving, but laughing. He was laughing very much with the gopis and he was laughing about it was joyous for him to see Lord Shiva in Vrindavan, to see Lord Shiva having left the mountain of Kailash. And then he showed Lord Shiva this most loving form of Shyam Sundar Krishna, of Govinda Dev, of Vrindavan. And he said to him, Lord Shiva, you must know one thing. If you surrender to my Radharani, then this is very, very good. You just have to say one word, one sentence, my dear Radha, I am yours. And then, no matter what you did before, you will be accepted by me. So I really think that today, where we are in this intimate circle of devotees of Radha Govinda, I mean, I cannot call myself that fortunate, only if you invite me and empower me to be in this family circle. I have a right to say like this. I'm only a guest here in this temple. But you are very dear to Radha Govinda. And on this day you can approach Srimati Radharani by simply saying, I am yours. Please do this in when you are in a private moment, when you can focus your mind. This is something you need to needs to come from the depths of the heart. It cannot be lip deep, it must be heart deep. But if you can say this, then, as they say in Hindi, ho gaya, your spiritual life is done. It's finished. It's good. It has reached perfection. So then he also said, Lord Krishna said, there are two mantras which I want to tell you. And he whispered into the ears of Shiva this best of mantras which you will get upstairs in the room where we will give these mantras to you in secret. They are already in the red bag, so a few more minutes and then after the ceremonies they will be given to you. These mantras, Lord, are to be chanted in Kali Yuga and in every yuga, but they are very specific. They are glorifying Krishna as the Lord of the gopis. Just like our Rambhadra Prabhu has educated us about Radha Madan Mohan, Radha Govinda, and Radha Gopi Nath, this Gopal mantra has this Gopi Jana Vallabha, Gopi Nath, as the main goal. Now, I wanted to now speak a little bit about the qualifications of chanting, of receiving this mantra. It's a very nice qualification, which I think is good to mention in this town of New York. In New York, we are chronically diverted from the most important things in life because it's a fast living city which never sleeps. It's a town where the professed goal is sense gratification, and it has an all-present atmosphere of materialism. For us who are simple village boys from Germany, to come to New York means, first of all, bad dreams. unusually bad dreams, because it's such an atmosphere which is filled with really a lot of materialism. So, the Sanat Kumar Sanghita says that someone who wants to have the Diksha must turn in his mind and heart away from this materialistic atmosphere. Here is the qualification of those who get this mantra. O best of sages, aware that every place in the material world is temporary and destined for destruction. The disciple feels that the three kinds of material sufferings are very, very miserable. These sufferings begin with the suffering caused by one's own body and mind, Such a disciple sees that all material happiness will come to an end and will finally lead only to pain. Therefore, such a disciple renounces the world. No longer is he interested in the things of this world. So when someone is wise and can understand that this path of sense gratification leads to misery only, he is ready for initiation. When a person no longer desires to enjoy the things of this world, he should consider how to finally sever all connections with this world. Is the English word sever? He should think, anyways, I can't enjoy. Now let me cut all connection with this. Only when he succeeds in that will such a person, unhappy with the world, attain peerless happiness. You know, to get the Ananta Sukha, the highest pleasure of Krishna consciousness, you need to understand that you cannot be happy in this world. It's a very important. It's a qualification. Prabhupada would always call upon us. He would say that those who are my disciples must think about the miseries of birth, old age, disease, and death. Hare Krishna. So then the next step is explained in text 90. O Brahmana, a wise person, aware that the shelter of the Lord is very difficult to attain, and distressed by material life, should take shelter of a bona fide spiritual master. I feel that Akantita and Damodar Swarup have done so by taking shelter at the lotus feet of a dear servant of Srila Prabhupada, His Holiness Gaur Govinda Maharaj, who gave them the Harinam initiation. So now they are by the mercy of Prabhupada and by the mercy of His Holiness Gaur Govinda Maharaj, they are now moving on and get the sacred mantras into their life, which will allow them to become so close to Krishna that they can calm His hair. Or is it called calm His hair? Or calm His hair. So close. No one would dare to think of calming God's hair. Only those who have these mantras, they are eligible to do such things and other very close services. Then the text reminds us that our spiritual master, and I would say here, our spiritual masters remain important for us after having also received these mantras. They are important. It says, service to the spiritual master is the same as direct loving service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The wise who are learned in the Vedas and Vedangas declare that this service is the path to liberation. I would like to remind you, as my Diksha disciples, that this connection which we have is a divine connection. It is made by Srila Prabhupada's mercy, and it is important. It is not unimportant. It is important. How otherwise could a German village boy land in the midst of the green apple, or big apple, I think it's called, or red apple, or yellow apple, whatever the color, and then meet such qualified servants of Radha Govinda, and do some service for them? It is arranged by Krishna. It is not by chance. It is arranged. It's not arranged by visas and airlines. It is arranged by Krishna. So it helps us if we do our service, understanding I have a commitment to this person. I should be not disappoint him. I should represent him nicely in my service. No, this helps us. I said to Rama Bhadra Prabhu something, how I, who come from a luxury family, accustomed to good material standards, how I was able to take a cold shower in the morning. It was something which was unusually difficult for me, because I would only take very hot showers and lie in the hot bathing tub. But we were poor, and we only had cold water in the beginnings of the German Yatra. And I learned from the devotees that you should do this austerity to please Prabhupada, so that you are fragrant in your bodily smell, and you can in this way give pleasure to Prabhupada and do service. I heard this. And when I was bathing in this cold German winter with cold German water in a cold German bathroom of the temple, I remember being able to do it because the devotee had told me I should meditate. I'm doing this for Prabhupada. I'm responsible to him. So when we give diksha, we also should think that we are doing this to please the spiritual masters to whom we are connected. Srila Prabhupada, Gogavinda Maharaj, and our other spiritual master. This should be there. It is motivating. It is helping us. It is helping us to stay in contact. It is helping us to receive answers to important questions. It is not unimportant. It is important. I want to say one more verse, which I find gives very nicely the motive of taking second initiation. It is very, very nice, and it describes a little bit the mood in which this initiation is taken. Trayasvobho Jagannatha Guru Sangsaravanina Dakdam Chakaladashtam Cha Trahimam Bhavasagarat. O spiritual master of all the worlds, Jagannath is the original spiritual master of all the worlds. Please rescue me, for I am burning in the fire of repeated birth and death. I'm burning. It is miserable. New York is ablaze in the fire of sense gratification and the karmic reactions to this irresponsible sense gratification. Yes, I'm burning in the fire of repeated birth and death. And there's another problem. It's a black snake which is after me. I'm bitten by the black snake of time. Please rescue me from the ocean of birth and death. So, this is the mood. It is a helpless mood. It is a mood of looking for a solution. It is not a complacent mood which brings us to the sacred initiation. In all initiations which take place, let us enter the hall of Sambandha Gyan and understand our relationship to this world and understand our relationship to Radha Govinda. Let us not be shy. Let us not be mental. Let us acknowledge our relationship to this world, that it is ablaze, this world, and there's a snake of time. Let us not be proud Americans or proud Germans who think everything is all right, I'm fine. This is an illusion, this I'm fine. When there is fire and a black snake, woo, this is not correct to say, I'm fine. Sve u redu, sve u redu means in Yugoslavian language, everything is okay. No, it's not. We need the shelter and protection of Jagannath, the Lord of the universe, and his representative, our spiritual masters, our spiritual guides, Only to those who chant in this helpless mood, decorated with the ornaments of humility. Humility, the atom bomb to self-deception. Only if we chant in this mood or take initiation in this mood. I'm helpless. I need help. I want to come close to God. Then this initiation will be fruitful. So, with having said this much, I want to recommend to you to listen to other to celebrate Radhastami today, where there will be many more lectures and more time to discuss the spiritual subject. Now we will turn to our qualified priest, who will continue to guide us in this very important thing. Please remember, many, many souls before you have taken the part in a sacred initiation ceremony. Many people or souls before you have gone the path of love, the path of love to Krishna. And I hope really that you will be able to go this path with secure steps, aided by the Vaishnavas around you and pulled by Radha Govinda's merciful glances upon you, that you make your journey into the loving presence of the Lord and in service fully successful. And I want to turn to all the devotees, and I want to request them to bless these devotees who take. How you will say, I can't give blessings, I'm from New York, I've never learned this art. No, it's just very simple to give blessings. You should go into the depths of your heart, search for whatever good wishes you can find there for these, and then for these devotees. And then while concentrating on these good wishes which exists in that chamber of your heart, that Antar-Akash, you should project them on the devotees and raise your arms with me and nicely chant with deep feelings, Gaur Premanandi Hari 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 Bo.
So I'd like to thank His Holiness Satchinand Swami Maharaj for such a concise yet sweet and very, very palatable serving of Krishna consciousness on this day when Srimati Radharani will be offered.